I wonder if you live in the Huon Valleys, would you be getting to work on a road that went directly to the Derwent Valley? There's consultation happening about this right now, and I'd love to hear your thoughts this morning, whether a transport link between the Huon and Derwent Valleys would bring real business benefits, tourism benefits. Could you get your aquaculture and forestry products in and out more easily if there was a road round the back, maybe the Plenty Link Road? Deloitte Access Economics are consulting with stakeholders over this now. Would it be Jeffrey's track that you update? I wonder what your thoughts are. Jenny is in Crabtree. G'day, Jenny.
Oh, hello, Rick. Thank you very much for chatting to me.
Oh, that's all right. What's your take on this road?
Yeah, well, we actually live at the bottom of Jeffrey's track, and so we do have quite a vested interest in this, I guess. But we've also been gathering the views of the 1,500 residents of Crabtree, Lachlan and Judbury, because I don't think people realise that this is not just a Jeffrey's track issue, that there's now also a proposal of driving a heavy production vehicle link right through Judbury up Judd's Creek Road along White Timber Trail, which is 840 metres on the watershed between the two valleys, and then up the northern end of Jeffrey's track and through Lachlan. Because once they realised that the gradients at our end of Jeffrey's track are far too steep to make it suitable for freight, because it's freight that's driving this, it's nothing to do with tourism. Tourism's just being tagged on as a nice to have. Mm. So now three communities are going to be affected, and the residents of Judd's Creek Road and Lachlan Road are completely unaware of this in the most. They've only been informed by us concerned residents of Crabtree and a few landowners like us. There was only five of us originally notified by Deloitte that this was actually about to start, this study. We've single-handedly handed out, we've had residents here have been handing out something like 800 leaflets to try and get people informed, because nobody knows what's happening. They don't realise road reserves go through their gardens, dams, their houses, because the roads right through from the Grove store right through to the A10 would need to be widened to 20 metres to include all the road reserve areas.
Jenny, is there somewhere that you think a road could work?
Yes, we think the Plenty Link Road would be a far better option, because we've done all the measurements looking at the new industry route through Judd's Creek Road, White Timber Trail, etc., and that is actually longer than the Plenty Link Road, and it's only 5 kilometres apart from it on the Lonavale Road.
Great.
So there's absolutely no benefit at all. It's just that when the Jacobs Report came out in 2015, it was only being considered as a heavy goods vehicle only route, and thus was considered not economic on that grounds. Plus, that was $48 million. It was estimated to upgrade that, whereas to do all the roads they're talking about now would be well in excess of double that. It's an absurd proposition. The money's just, the economics cannot stack up.
All right, Jenny. Thanks for getting in touch this morning. Dave's in Newtown this morning. Hello, Dave.
Morning, Rick. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. What do you think the benefits of this road could be?
Well, I think it's a lot more than freight and tourism, but also this day and age, it's also got the potential to help with emergency services access. And we see on the news today the raging bushfires in California, and the memory of bushfires around Australia in the last year or two. And I think a well-made road will benefit emergency services, and it's very easy for some residents in some more remote areas to say, oh, we don't want improvements to a road, but they do want emergency services when they need them these days.
Dave, and
I think emergency services should be considered as part of the development of the road.
Ben Shaw is the Derwent Valley Mayor. Hello, Ben.
Morning, Rick. How are you?
Yeah, very well. What are your thoughts on this road?
Look, there's a few points, as your listeners have pointed out this morning, Rick. I absolutely agree with the concept of having a road between the Derwent Valley and Huon Valley, so I think it's well overdue. I'm not wholly convinced on the Jeffrey's Track Road as being a road that will come up, will stack up in terms of finances and be the best option for the link, purely because it will need quite a lot of work. Either side of Jeffrey's Track, on the Huonville side and on the Dunn Valley side, there's major infrastructure upgrades would need to go with it as well. So both of those sort of sleepy little hollows of Crabtree and Lachlan would certainly need a fair bit of work as well. Your listener that just called in then is completely right. The services, and I've put this forward as part of a case for the road at Jeffrey's Track. That road there, if you look at it on the map, is the last line of defence for any fire for Hobart, Glenorchy, when you're coming over the hill. I know it's been fairly topical, in Hobart City about the fire coming over the Wellington Ranges. If a big bushfire comes from out the Dunn Valley or the Huon region, that road could be the last line of defence. So it certainly, in my mind, needs to be upgraded to a level where it's an accessible service road for emergency services. The one thing that we'll do, the study will do, so that's why I'm supporting the study, is actually put to bed all of these conversations. So it'll actually tell us, well, at what level is it viable for somebody to upgrade that road?
Ben, there's been a bunch of studies into this in the past, though, hasn't there? Was there a 2015 one? Was there one in the 90s?
No, so not on Jeffrey's Track, so on Plenty Link Road.
Okay.
And I disagreed with it. I was on council when the Plenty Link Road study was put forward, and I strongly disagreed with their findings. They used traffic figures from, so the report was 2014. They used traffic figures for 2010. They used population growth from around early 2009, 2010. And the report wasn't even handed down until 2014. And it made assumptions of, 0% growth in both of our regions, which we both know, or we all know now, is wrong.
Well, the Huon Valley's exploded in that time, and you'd be next for some really serious growth, wouldn't you? Tom,
yeah,
in Huonville says, would there be reduction on traffic of the southern outlet for people who work in the northern suburbs? And another text says, the Plenty Link Road's well built and well used. Surely it would be cheaper to upgrade.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I agree with that. Again, I'm happy for the study to happen. It's money that's been promised to both councils for around 3 or 4 years, and the study just hasn't come to light. But it puts those conversations kind of to bed that everywhere has had over the last, as you said, 30, 40 years. Rick, I was talking to one of my older aunties on over the weekend and told her I was coming on the show this morning. That track dates back to very, very early days. My grandfather used to walk with his friends over to Huonville and back from Lachlan over to Huonville to do seasonal work in the Great Depression. So it's certainly been a link at Jeffrey's Track, but it is very, very mountainous and, the terrain is actually quite hard. So Plenty Link, to me, is a formed road. I call it basically a two-lane gravel highway.
Mm.
It's private.
Ben, great to talk to you this morning.